This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Europe has become the new epicenter of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, the World Health Organization, WHO, said on Friday. The UN agency's Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said in Geneva that there were now more cases and deaths in Europe from the virus than in the rest of the world, with the exception of China. Since the outbreak surfaced in central China in December, more than 132,000 cases have been confirmed in 123 countries, according to latest WHO data, and 5,000 people have died. Italy is the European country currently suffering the most, with more than 15,000 infections and more than 1,000 fatalities. A fragile ceasefire agreed in northwest Syria is still holding, but UN humanitarians have warned of dire conditions for hundreds of thousands of people displaced by conflict, which is now in its 10th year. A week ago, Turkey and Russia agreed to a ceasefire in the Idlib de-escalation area, the last opposition-held zone of Syria, plus a security corridor and joint patrols. Speaking in Geneva, Jens Laka from the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, said that the brutal truth is there is very little protection for people in Syria's northwest. Both Idlib and Aleppo governorates are home to millions of families displaced from previous conflict zones, often many times, he explained.
The overall level of violence has gone down and airstrikes have reportedly come to a halt. Displacement from areas close to the front lines have slowed down. But that does not make Idlib a safe place to be. Instances of shelling continue to be reported from areas along the front lines, and the risk of death and injury from explosive hazards such as unexploded ordnance has increased over the past months due to artillery and aerial bombardments.
Nearly a million people have been displaced since December after government of Syria forces stepped up efforts to take control of the last remaining opposition areas in northwest Idlib and northern Aleppo governorates. And finally, 1 year after Cyclone Idai devastated much of central Mozambique, more than 500,000 people have had their rations cut completely because of limited funding. Here's World Food Programme spokesperson Elizabeth Beers.
Last month, in February, WFP was forced to halve rations of food for the people working on a recovery project. This is for approximately 520,000 people working on those projects. Roads, bridge repair, rebuilding of public buildings in the Sofala province, which has been the most hit by the and damaged by the storm. This month, in March, we had to stop, to halt completely the rations. That's why we are concerned with the situation, the funding situation, because we cannot help those small farmers who have lost their crops and who cannot plant anymore. So they need this work and food for work assistance to survive.
In the weeks after the strongest storm to ever hit the country, WFP's emergency assistance helped to kickstart the recovery for 1.8 million people. Now the agency says it needs $91 million urgently to implement rehabilitation programs for the Idai victims. Daniel Johnson, UN News.